96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The deadline to enter the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau's cover photo contest is coming up on Monday, August 31st. The winning photo will appear on the cover of the 2027 Hayward Lakes Vacation Guide, and the photographer will receive $500. The photo may also be used in other Hayward Lakes marketing throughout the year. The Bureau is looking for photos that show how people experience the Hayward area, from time on the lakes and community events to biking, ATV riding, snowmobiling, skiing, and ice fishing. Photos must be taken in Sawyer County in the Hayward Lakes area and submitted in a portrait or vertical orientation. Entrants must be at least 18 years old and multiple entries are encouraged. You can find all photo requirements and guidelines and submit your photos through the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau website through August 31st. Emerald ash borer has been identified in the city of Hayward for the first time. According to the Sawyer County Record, DNR Forest Health Specialist Paul Sigan identified the invasive insect in an ash tree near Minnesota Avenue and 4th Street. Hayward is now the 7th municipality in Sawyer County with a confirmed infestation. Emerald ash borer larvae tunnel beneath the bark of ash trees, disrupting the movement of water and nutrients and eventually killing the tree. A 2019 inventory counted about 274 ash trees in Hayward, making up roughly a quarter of the city's public trees. Sigan estimates the insect has likely been in the city for at least 4 or 5 years and says it could eventually kill about 99% of Hayward's ash trees. Residents with ash trees are encouraged to monitor them and begin making plans for treatment or removal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Department of Health Services have released updated guidelines for eating fish caught in waters across the state. The new 2026 to 2028 Choose Wisely booklet includes changes to several existing fish consumption advisories after new recommendations were issued for PFOS, a type of PFAS, in fish fillets. Some waters now have more restrictive advisories. That includes parts of the Yahara River chain of lakes and the Wisconsin and La Crosse rivers, where some species are now listed as do not eat. The DNR routinely tests fish for contaminants including PFOS, mercury, and PCBs, then uses those results to determine how much fish can safely be eaten over a lifetime. DNR environmental toxicologist Sean Strom says people who frequently eat the fish they catch should check for new advisory updates. The latest recommendations are available in the Choose Wisely booklet and through the DNR's online fish consumption advisory tool. Two flock surveillance cameras were stolen from the roundabout at Highway 13 and US 2 west of Ashland. According to the Ashland Daily Press, Bayfield County Sheriff Tony Williams says the thefts happened in late July. One camera pole was cut down while someone set a grass fire trying to bring down the other. The fire burned roughly 60 to 100 feet around the pole and required a fire department response. No arrests have been made, but Williams says investigators have pretty good leads. He estimated the theft and damage at between $6,000 and $10,000. The cameras were two of six automated license plate readers operated by Bayfield County. Williams says they've helped investigate burglaries and thefts, recover stolen vehicles, and locate missing people or people in crisis. He says the cameras are expected to be replaced. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Department of Health Services have released updated guidelines for eating fish caught in waters across the state. The new 2026 to 2028 Choose Wisely booklet includes changes to several existing fish consumption advisories after new recommendations were issued for PFOS, a type of PFAS, in fish fillets. Some waters now have more restrictive advisories. That includes parts of the Yahara River chain of lakes and the Wisconsin and La Crosse rivers, where some species are now listed as do not eat. The DNR routinely tests fish for contaminants including PFOS, mercury, and PCBs, then uses those results to determine how much fish can safely be eaten over a lifetime. DNR environmental toxicologist Sean Strom says people who frequently eat the fish they catch should check for new advisory updates. The latest recommendations are available in the Choose Wisely booklet and through the DNR's online fish consumption advisory tool. two Flock surveillance cameras were stolen from the roundabout at Highway 13 and US 2 west of Ashland. According to the Ashland Daily Press, Bayfield County Sheriff Tony Williams says the thefts happened in late July. One camera pole was cut down while someone set a grass fire trying to bring down the other. The fire burned roughly 60 to 100 feet around the pole and required a fire department response. No arrests have been made, but Williams says investigators have pretty good leads. He estimated the theft and damage at between $6,000 and $10,000. The cameras were two of six automated license plate readers operated by Bayfield County. Williams says they've helped investigate burglaries and thefts, recover stolen vehicles, and locate missing people or people in crisis. He says the cameras are expected to be replaced. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs was formally charged in Brown County Court yesterday with two misdemeanors. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay with more.
Jacobs was arrested in May on suspicion of domestic abuse, but at the time, the Brown County District Attorney withheld a decision on charging Jacobs pending further investigation. Jacobs was released from the Brown County Jail following the arrest. He is charged with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a domestic dispute at his Village of Hobart home on May 23rd. Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst said on Wednesday the team was preparing for any possibility with uncertainty surrounding Jacobs' status.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Jacobs is scheduled to appear in court on November 17th. This is the Packers gear up to host their final preseason game at Lambeau tonight in what'll be a battle of the brothers. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur against little brother Mike LaFleur, first-year head coach of the Cardinals. They're not the only two brothers who'll be on opposing sidelines tomorrow night. Packers receiver Bo Melton's brother Max Melton is a cornerback for the Cardinals. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. tonight. The Baraboo Police Department is investigating a shooting that happened during an attempted armed robbery Wednesday night. Baraboo Police Chief Justin Carloni spoke with Civic Media about the incident.
We did have a shooting during an attempt robbery that occurred in the 200 block of 4th Avenue. It appears that it was narcotics related.
Police say a 23-year-old man had set up a meeting with two people for a suspected drug deal. Two masked suspects allegedly tried to rob the victim at gunpoint, with one of the suspects shooting him. The victim was taken to the hospital for his injuries and is expected to recover. Anyone with information is asked to call the Baraboo Police Department. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say they found human remains in a rural Fond du Lac home. According to the sheriff's office, investigators found human skulls, skeletal remains, and memorabilia related to serial killers while executing a warrant at the home last month. 47-year-old Benjamin Larson was charged with stalking in Dane County Court on August 18th after a Madison-area woman reported being harassed by him for more than a decade. When authorities searched Larson's home, the criminal complaint says they found items allegedly from Ed Gein's grave, a jar labeled as containing a piece of John Wayne Gacy's brain, and other bottles labeled as poison. Detectives are working with a forensic anthropologist to determine whether the remains are real. An initial exam indicated many of the remains are likely ancient Native American in origin. Baraboo police are asking for your help after a shooting there Wednesday night. Police say the shooting happened during a suspected drug deal. They say a 23-year-old man set up a meeting with two people who showed up wearing masks and tried to rob him at gunpoint. One of the suspects shot the victim, but his injuries were not life-threatening. Baraboo Police Chief Justin Carloni is asking anyone who may know something about this incident to let police know.
And we're looking for any help from the public that might have additional outside information that might help us strengthen our case and provide additional insight into this investigation.
Police say the shooting was isolated to the alleged drug deal and there's no danger to the public. Anyone with information can call the Baraboo Police non-emergency line. Law enforcement in the Fox Valley are investigating after a man's body was found in the Fox River yesterday. Outagamie County Sheriff's deputies say they found the body in the village of Kimberly near Sunset Park just before noon yesterday. They say there's no indication of foul play and the investigation is ongoing. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Packers football tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers play their final preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals, the last chance for players like receiver Will Shepard to make the team. Shepard had 6 catches for 47 yards and a touchdown last week in Denver. Can he do it again tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Just going to go out there, do my job, and whatever plays come to me, make the most of it.
Baseball. The Brewers opening a weekend series tonight at AmFam Field against the Texas Rangers. The Rangers in second place in the AL West, a game behind the Astros. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over the Mets in New York. Jacob Mizorowski could have called it a night after 5 complete innings, but told Pat Murphy he wanted more.
That's right. Well, that's what makes Miz special. He wanted that. Not ideal conditions. He could be thinking about other stuff, but he was focused on one thing. He was focused on helping this team. He knew what it was. I gave him the option. I said, hey, man, you okay? We're at the top of the order, whatever. He goes, I want it.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm after midnight with a low of 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.